All right, so we talked a little bit about our Thanksgiving, Steve. That was a funny story about your father-in-law and the watch and the shoe. All right, so it is time for Ask the CLO, the Chief Love Officer, the CLO, as the nephew says. Are you ready, sir?
Let's go.
All right. This one is from Anonymous in Kenner, Louisiana. Kenner, Louisiana says, Anonymous says, I married the love of my life 2 months ago. We've been together for 2 years and moved in together 6 months before our wedding.
Wait,
after
Shirley,
that.
Shirley.
Huh?
Say that again. Read that whole thing. I married my love of my life when?
I married the love of my life 2 months ago. We've been together for 2 years and moved in together. Huh?
Go ahead.
And moved in together 6 months before our wedding.
Okay.
After that, his attitude changed and everything I did irritated him. It got so bad that I asked him if he still wanted to marry me, and he said yes because everyone's expecting a wedding. We got married, and I hoped he would change, but he hasn't. My sister said that he told me he didn't want to marry me, but I missed the message. Is she right?
If he told, did he tell his sister, her sister, he didn't want to marry? Missed the message?
No, his sister said that he told her, the letter writer, Anonymous, that he didn't want to marry her. But her sister is telling the letter writer that the letter writer missed the message when he said it. Yeah.
Well, if somebody say, I don't want to marry you. Right. How'd you miss the message? Did you black out while he was talking? Did you think it was a joke? Did you think he was watching TV and was talking about one of the housewives? It's hard to miss that message.
Mm-hmm. But did he say everyone is expecting a marriage as a way of not being the bad guy? So for her to say, oh, so you don't want to get married? Is that what the sister is meaning?
I think
that's probably the message card.
Yeah, he said everyone's expecting a wedding. So, you know, he wanted to do what people were expecting, you know.
And that was
They paid for everything, you know, yeah. But she didn't pick up those context clues, so here we are today. He's irritated by everything. Everything she does, he's irritated.
Well, this marriage ain't going to last. Let's
no, they're headed for divorce.
Problem.
Yeah,
this is over already.
Right.
He's sitting up in a marriage he didn't want to do in the first place. Woo!
But they've been together for 2 years. That's crazy. Yeah. All right.
I'll tell you right now, it was some other signs that this was going bad, and maybe she was ignoring it with all the planning and stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You got it, Chloe.
Yeah. As soon as you move in, the attitude, he's irritated by everything.
Why are you here? God.
You sitting there? All right, Amanda in Greenville, South Carolina says, I'm a 36-year-old single female, and I have been dating a great man for 4 years. I'm ready to marry this man, but he's asked me to be patient with him and stop pressuring him. But he keeps begging me to move in and have unprotected sex with him. I told him unprotected sex is for married people. He said the condoms are a barrier to him getting closer to me. Well, I guess we have a problem then. I want something to be special if we ever get married. Am I wrong for not giving in to his requests? Oh, Lord.
No. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
But them condoms is a barrier for me getting closer to you. I've never said that. And I've used every line there is to get it. I've used every line in the book to get it. And I've yet to use that one. A condom is prohibiting me from getting closer to you.
Golly, don't say anything. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Please don't fall for that one,
Amanda. Stick to your guns until you get what you want. He can't get what he wants, and you can't move in. So,
yeah, but she's starting to doubt him because she doubt herself because she's saying, "Am I wrong for not giving in?" So,
no,
you say,
yeah.
No, he's gonna put the stalling to get married off on you won't let him have sex
without
a condom.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So let me ask you something. So if you have sex with him with a condom, y'all getting married Saturday?
Right. Save the date.
Yes. And she's 36, so that's really good advice. Yeah. Come on now. All right. Simi in Gary, Indiana says, Simi, interesting name. I like that name. I'm a 26-year-old single man, And I'm dating two of my mother's coworkers. I met them at different times and had no idea they worked together or with my mom. My mom is a nurse at an urgent care clinic, and one of the girls is a receptionist, and the other is an LPN. I found out when my mom showed me a picture they all took for the holidays. I've had sex with both of the girls, but I never asked where they work. I told my mom what's up, and she said they're not friends, but it's too messy, and I need to find girls elsewhere. What do you think? Is my mom right?
Hell yeah, she's right.
Yeah, come on.
Well, let me tell you something, boy. You're going to get poisoned. You mess around. They be coming home with some capsules and stuff, putting it in your food. Partner, come on, man. Come on, dog. This
He's
is a no-win situation.
Yeah,
man. Your mother is an absolute. They going to find out. Mm. Yes. It ain't no way around.
How can they not? Yeah, they're right there together.
They going to find out. It's going to be messed up for your mama, for you. And, dog, you ain't in love with neither one of them. Let's be clear about that.
Yeah. He's only 26, yeah.
Get
He's
out, boy.
He's having fun.
Okay.
Great potato salad. Yeah.
Wow. What? Mm. What, Jay?
He going to miss out on some great potato salad, but you can bring that
What do you so mean, stupid. Great potato salad?
Older women make great potato salad.
Yeah, but I think these chicks is younger, though.
Yeah, he didn't say they were older. He just said they're his mom's coworkers.
Yeah, I thought
one's
they was
a
like his mom's, you know.
And one's a licensed practical.
Know, classmates. Then you got a different situation. My mama's classmates.
Or girlfriends. Yeah.
They go to potato salad.
They go to bingo together. Yeah. You got a problem.
Got it. Yeah.
All right, coming up next, Reverend Motown, Deacon Def Jam with today's church complaints right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.